This is the University of Nebraska President's Halftime Show. The University of Nebraska, committed to education, research, and innovation that helps create a better future.
Sharp, welcome you back to Memorial Stadium. It's halftime of the Huskers game of the Wisconsin Badgers. And as we do each and every week at halftime, a chance to sit down with University of Nebraska President Hank Bounds to catch up on what's been going on at the university. I think at top of the mind is Husker athletics and the leadership going forward with the Husker athletics. What's the update?
Well, absolutely, Greg. As you know, we are working really hard to find a permanent replacement for leadership of Husker athletics. And obviously, we want to find someone sooner rather than later, but we are going to take as much time as we need. We've hired a search firm. It's called Turnkey. It's hired ADs in such locations as Alabama, Ohio State, and other Power Five schools across the country. I know they'll do a good job helping us find someone who can help Nebraska athletics compete at the very highest level. We want to find an AD as quickly as possible, as I mentioned, but again, we are fortunate that we can take our time because we have someone who is stepping into the leadership role with deep Nebraska ties, Dave Remington. I have a script here that talks about everything that Dave Remington has done.
We'd be out of time.
We would be out of time. And I'm just, Dave.
Oh, you can do it. Go ahead.
So, Dave, I brought Dave to the booth here with us to let Nebraskans hear directly from him. So, welcome, Dave.
Thank you very much.
Dave, great to have you here with us tonight. Give me a kind of a snapshot of what the last couple of weeks have been like for you.
It's been a blur. I mean, every day something new. It's been a lot of fun. I've learned a lot, and I think because of the experience, I'll be a better executive at the Boomer Esiason Foundation.
Have you been able to meet with coaches, boosters? What have you been?
I've been down to the coach's office last Sunday and just sat there and watched some film with them. I like that kind of stuff. I used to be a coach at Wisconsin, with a GA at Wisconsin with Barry Alvarez, so it's a natural fit to go down and talk to the coaches. I know everybody's trying real hard, and we've got a little momentum, and I think that if we can get this game today, it's really going to be good for us.
I know a lot of folks saw you at the volleyball match a week ago. That was a kick, wasn't it? That was fun.
Yeah, I had to ask what the rules were. I thought it stopped at 21. I said, doesn't the team that served get the point? So I'm back 15 years ago, but I'm a quick learner.
Let's go back further than that to your time as a student here at Nebraska. What was that like? What stood out to you about the program and your experience as a student athlete?
Well, I'm a kind of guy, I love school and I love learning, and I'm competitive on the field and competitive in the classroom. Wanted to pull my weight in both places. I loved it. The thing about, as far as the program back then, we had coaches, our assistant coaches were in the double decades. There were 20 years as assistant coaches, and Tom Osborne, excellent coach, just an excellent man. I mean, I really have the utmost respect for him, and he's one guy I'd run through a wall for. And to this day, I'd still do that.
You've been back for a couple weeks. Chance to kind of look around. What have you seen looking around campus?
Tremendous facilities. I tell you what, first time I walked in the office, I'm like, whoa, this is bigger than my apartment in New York City for my three-bedroom. It's just awesome place. People are so friendly, and I think we've got a little momentum, and we've got things going in the right direction. I'm just really ecstatic to be here.
Pretty good atmosphere tonight.
It's electric. It's electric. As the kids say, it's lit. I'm learning all this new lingo.
You're picking up that. How nice was it to have the 1997 team here this weekend?
It was great. I went there yesterday for the cocktail hour. And the one thing, when you see a 97 guy, they're national champions. They go, Dave, you're a pretty good player, but you're not a national champion.
No
and
ranks.
I just slinked back in the elevator and went down and cried a little bit.
Well, it's great to have you back here. It's good to see you. You're always welcome. It's great. It's just fun to see you back in Nebraska at any point in time.
Well, thank you, Greg, and thank you, Hank, for bringing me here.
Yeah, thanks for coming.
Good to have him here, and I know you feel good having him here for at least a short time.
Yeah, just a natural fit. He's a great leader and a good human being and a great Nebraskan.
You've been focused on a lot of other things as well. Tell me about some other things you've been up to.
So I think Nebraskans should be so proud of this university. I was just in Washington, D.C. last week meeting with multiple agencies across the Department of Defense. The University of Nebraska does probably as much as any university in the country to keep our warfighters safe. We are the go-to entity on combating weapons of mass destruction, whether it's chemical, biological, nuclear, radiological. The work that our faculty and our students are doing is absolutely incredible, and Nebraskans should absolutely be proud of the work that we're doing.
Fantastic. Always great to see you. Thank you for bringing our guest.
Great to be here. Go Big Red.
Good. Dave, good to see
Big
you.
Big Red.
Dave Remington, Hank Bounds with us here at halftime. 17-10, our score. We're back with more of our halftime coming up next.
This is the University of Nebraska President's Halftime Show. The University of Nebraska, committed to education, research, and innovation that helps create a better future.